local council is laying down the law with strict new recycling rules. Ards and North Down Borough Council is set to introduce a complete ban on any food waste in black bins. A report on the front page of this week's County Down Spectator says that in the coming months, council staff will be monitoring local householders' bins. Anyone breaking the rules will see their bin not emptied and a warning sticker placed on them instead. What do you think? The Green Party councillor, Dr. John Barry's with us today. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Fionnuala Meredith. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, John.
Morning, Fionnuala.
So a big sticker put in your bin to shame you, John. Is that what councils should be doing?
Well, let me set the context. It's about saving ratepayers' money. We in North Down spend about $4.2 million in landfill taxes because of the misuse of the grey bin and putting food waste into it. And that's £4 million that goes to the Treasury in London. That's lost to our local economy. We've laid out a comprehensive programme. There's lots of information in the local media. We're giving out information in leaflets. We're also giving out free caddies for people to put their food waste in their kitchen. And all we're simply asking is that people do not put food waste into the green bin or brown bin that they already have. So it's as simple as that. It isn't a Big Brother issue. There will be monitoring so that somebody after three times keeps putting the food waste into the grey bin. We'll ask, you know, do they not understand that they can't do that? But we will ask after the third time that if they don't take the food waste out of their grey bin, we will not collect it. I think it's eminently sensible. It's very hard to argue against what we're doing. It's about saving money.
Go on, Fionnuala.
Well, I think recycling is already very, very complicated. It certainly seems so to me. I think there's a particular issue, and it's one that's not often raised, is people with small houses, like myself. I live in a tiny terrace house, and it's actually really hard to make space for all the different repositories and bins and this, that and the other to sort your rubbish. So that's a difficulty in itself. But I think people feel overwhelmed by all the rules around it. And some of the rules don't really seem to make a lot of sense. Maybe they do when you get down into it, but they don't seem to. And it seems like sometimes I feel like recycling is seen as this kind of almost like a moral thing. It's our moral duty to recycle. There's such an enormous emphasis on that. And I'm not against recycling itself by any means, but what I do find a bit wearying is the way that recycling has been placed on this sort of pedestal. It's not just about dealing with rubbish, we're about saving the earth. And I don't really buy that line.
Well, what we're simply asking is that people already have...
We're not asking, you're telling.
Well, we're saying the reasons for this, as I've outlined, we're spending and wasting a lot of ratepayers' money by people simply choosing the wrong bin. You've got two bins in front of you. You can put it in the grey bin or into your blue, or sorry, your green or your brown bin. We're simply saying pick up the brown or the green bin to put your food waste in so that we can recycle and recompost all that waste and save money. The moral issue that Fionnuala is mentioning, that would be the issue for some people. This is not what we're proposing here. It is about saving money.
How do you know if someone's got a banana at the bottom of their bin? Are the council going to search the bin?
that would be completely irrational and a waste of staff.
Well, they're going to be making notes to see what's in the bin, aren't they?
We're going to be doing a sample. We're not going to be doing every household and checking the bin in some sort of...
No, they're going to be doing random households, aren't they?
We have to ensure, for this policy to work, we've got to encourage people to do the right thing. I think most people, as Fionnuala said, they want to recycle. We're simply asking them not to put the wrong material in the wrong
bin. Yes, but I get that. But
I want to argue against that.
Well, I get that, but I want to know. Well, plenty of people could argue against it, actually, because it's a debate, isn't it? But I want to know, are the council going to be searching through some people's bins?
They will be monitoring some people's bins, certainly, to ensure that people are...
Monitoring is a euphemism, isn't it? They're going to be searching through... Like, in order to enforce this policy, they've got to search through some people's bins, don't they?
They have to, yes. Look at some people's bins. It'll be clear when somebody goes, there's a stink out of the bin if there's food waste inappropriately
put
into it.
Okay, John, let's... I'm only trying to ascertain what they're actually going to be doing, right? I'm not suggesting it's wrong. Will the council select some bins at random and search through them? Is that what's going to happen?
They will have to do that as the scheme is rolled out.
Okay.
Where is there a problem?
Okay.
And how can we help people? What is the issue with somebody who's been given information, who's been spoken to a number of times? If they continually put the wrong food waste into the grade bin, when we know that's against policy, what are we to do?
Okay, so if the council are selecting some bins at random, John, and are searching through people's bins, is there not a privacy issue there?
Well, no, because A, we're letting people know that this is the policy. It's not unreasonable because somebody has been told, and we have a lot of publicity campaigns around this, and it's going to be in a small minority of cases. That's the reality.
But they're being selected. They're being selected.
A small minority.
They're being selected at random. So North Down Borough Council are going to be at random selecting bins and searching through them.
What about the programme, Stephen? What is the issue of privacy here?
What's the issue of privacy?
In terms of us monitoring a bin that we're going to empty anyway to make sure the appropriate waste is in it. Is that not reasonable? Well, is that not common sense?
That's for our listeners to decide. It is the nanny state, John.
We're losing the big picture here. We're focusing on the small minority of issues. Of course, it makes a dramatic media story. It's about saving £4 million that goes straight to the Treasury. This is simply a small step in the right direction.
It's also, though,
what the issue is with it.
Well, there are lots of issues to discuss. When there is a sticker publicly put on someone's bin, you know, it's not, for example, they're not choosing, North Down Borough Council is not choosing, John, to put a letter through someone's door. They're putting a sticker on the bin, presumably to make that public. There, therefore, presumably, is an aspect of that where they want a degree of public shame for someone who has the sticker on the bin, or else they would put a letter through someone's door.
There isn't an issue of public shame in terms of, we are not going to be sticking big labels on somebody saying, you didn't put the right stuff in the right bin. We'll be talking to them privately.
So what is the sticker? So are we wrong to report that the council is going to put a sticker on a bin?
The issue of the sticker will not arise because we will be talking to people and saying in private, what is the issue? There could be a genuine issue with somebody not understanding.
So the council is not putting a warning sticker on a bin?
They will not be putting stickers on a bin if somebody follows the procedure. And as far as I'm concerned, as this scheme rolls out, I cannot see us being in a position of having to put stickers on people.
Flip side of this, Fionnuala Meredith, is people have got to be responsible. People have got to understand the environmental impact. And this is a council just saying, for goodness sake, play ball here for our collective good.
Yeah, I get some of that argument. But the trouble is, it seems pretty authoritarian in a way to me. And John, you've said it's about the money. Okay, there's an economic argument there to be made. But, you know, it's also, I still don't feel that the case for recycling in itself has been fully made. Yes, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, so, you know, we don't need to panic.
Not fully made. We're wasting £4 million, Fionnuala, in landfill taxes. What more argument do you need?
I just see that, you know, you're talking about, you fire across all these facts and, you know, you'll definitely beat me hands down in the facts. I don't have all the statistics and so on. But I'm not sure that it's, you know, we're talking about, we hear about in the UK alone, recycling saves all these millions of tons of carbon dioxide emissions and so on, taking millions of cars off the road. But that's all recycling, including what factories and shops and building contractors do. And households only make up a proportion of that. What I'm trying to say is I'm not sure how much difference it makes for individual households to be doing all this complicated sorting. Remember, I saw a really funny joke by the comedian Sean Locke. He was talking about how he had to clean out his Marmite jars or his bean tins or something for recycling. He says it's like turning up an earthquake with a dustpan and brush. So that's what I'm saying. How much real difference is the recycling that we do at home, fittering around with bananas in here and pizza boxes in there? How much difference does it make?
Here's the truth. There's a good old Yorkshire saying, which is where there's muck, there's bass. Which basically translates when we're wasting literally money in terms of jobs, in terms of investment, in terms of money, we are wasting money by sending stuff to landfill that we can compost. That's the bottom line. Where there's muck, there's brass. We're reducing ratepayers' demands on the rates they pay.
But I noticed, John, your language. You also said, if ratepayers do this, you're doing the right thing. And there we get back to this kind of idea that it's almost like a sin to put a banana in the wrong bin.
You can say, well, so what's wrong with framing it both as a moral issue, which is not the one that we're proposing on council. We're seeing it simply as a sensible, common sense way of reducing rates, of preventing money leaking out of the Ayrton North Down area, going straight to the Treasury in London.
Okay, here's Jim and Armand. Morning, Jim.
How you doing, Stephen? Just listen to the council representative there, Finola. You're lucky I have some of the facts.
Okay.
He hasn't costed up how much it's going to cost to collect this stuff. He hasn't costed up how much it's going to cost to compost it. And where does the compost end up? Ask him where does the compost end up there.
I'll ask him.
I'll tell you. It goes
Say good morning to Dr. John Barry.
Dr. John Barry, where does the compost end up? Could you tell us?
It goes, we have a contract with a company called Natural Waste Products where it's composted to be made into compost you can use in your garden, you know, in terms of the grade.
No, listen, where does it go? Have you seen it in the garden?
Yes.
Listen to me.
You put it in your green or your brown bin, from that point of view disposing it, to you being able to pick it up and use it in your garden as compost, that is a supply that we can see that exists. It's real. We are recycling this food waste.
Is it real? If you ring up any of those compost companies now at the minute, they'll give you that stuff for nothing. They'll haul it to you and dump it in your yard for nothing.
The place is coming down
with compost. Nobody wants it. So what you're talking about there is a small lot of bits of peas and carrots and stuff that maybe children doesn't eat at their dinner. And you're talking about putting on an extra bin to gather that up, an extra lorry to pick it up, then pay men to go and do it, then throw it away and make compost out of it.
There's no suggestion that the compost companies are doing anything wrong because they're following.
They're doing their job. They're contracted to do it.
Exactly. They're following what they're supposed to be doing.
Carmel.
Good morning, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Will
I tell you something? The bin man would hardly lift the bin. And if I saw a man out there hooking through my bin, I'd say, what the hell are you doing out there hooking through my bin?
Who knows what he would find?
Well, flipping, I don't know what he would find, but I'll tell you something, he's not going to be hooking through my bin.
Oh, yes, they are. If you're in the North Down Borough Council area, Dr. John Barry has confirmed this morning that some of your bins will be chosen at random and will be searched through.
Would I tell you something? Tell him to come out here and have a look round my bin. And if he puts his hand in here and he kept something he doesn't like, well, I can't be responsible for that.
You can rest assured I won't be out hoking around in your bin.
Stephen Kilkeel.
Stephen, that so far we've had nothing but positive responses from ratepayers who fully see this. We're focusing on a small issue.
Really? Well, what do you base that on? Positive response from ratepayers? Was that a statistical survey or what?
We've had nobody come to council officers, the bin men and women, or myself as a councillor as this scheme is rolled out, coming off with arguments against
Well, that's different than what you said. You said, Paul, you've had nothing but positive response. How many responses have you had?
Well, anecdotally, I would say I had a half a dozen where I am based in Hollywood.
So your statement of we've had nothing but positive response is based on six people contacting you?
Well, contacting me and from talking to other councillors, they've not heard any bad results of this.
That's not what you said, though. You said nothing but positive response based on six people. Roberta and Ballygowan. Morning, Roberta.
Morning, Stephen. Nice to see you back again.
Thank you very much.
I just want to know, I come under Ards Borough Council.
Yes.
We have to buy our wee bags for our wee bins for our food waste. Yes, we don't get ours free.
You have to buy them.
We have to buy them. Yep.
Buy what?
The wee bins to put in the wee food bin in the kitchen. We don't get them given to us free.
Well, that's part of this scheme. Information leaflets and the caddy bin liners have been given out free to all households in the Yards and North Down area.
I need to get across all this malarkey, don't I, Roberta? Are you a recycler?
I am, yes, I do recycle, yes.
I don't even know where to start with it all.
It can be a pain in the backside sometimes,
I really don't. Washing your milk bottles and all that malarkey. Do you have to wash everything before you put it in the bin, or does it work?
Yeah, but they're doing their jobs for them.
Not washing your milk bottle, but you have to wash something, don't you? What have you to wash?
You're supposed to rinse everything out.
Are you?
Yep.
Before you put it in the bin?
Yeah, you're not allowed to put it in the bin with food on it.
Put what? Give me an example of this.
Tins, your beans, or anything like that there, you have to rinse everything out, your food packaging.
So if I have a tin of beans, I'm supposed to wash the tin clean before I put it in the bin?
Uh-huh.
Do I get a warning sticker in my bin, Dr. John Barry, if there's a couple of beans left in my tin?
I'm sure, Stephen, we can work out a deal for you.